On a warm summer day, three siblings, Bailey, Brooke, and Blake Bolander, chase clucking hens through the yard at Laughing Buck Farm outside Fort Collins, Colorado. They're soaking in the start of summer vacation with a three-day stint at the farm's annual camp.
Learned how to milk a goat.
How to ride horses.
And I learned how to take care of chickens.
New experiences for kids who've had little exposure to farm life growing up in a mid-sized city. The campers at Laughing Buck get to do the mainstay summer camp activities, play music, arts and crafts, but with an agricultural twist. Snack time is held in a hoop house. The hay barn is outfitted with a playground. The farm's owner, Rosemary Jadell Graff, says the camp basically sells itself.
We just keep adding. We've done one thing and, oh, wow, this is full. Let's add one more. Oh, how about a homeschool class for older kids?
Jadell Graff says several years ago, she unknowingly tapped into a demand she didn't even know was there for on-farm experiences. Laughing Buck started off with chickens and goats, selling eggs and milk, but has quickly turned into a community gathering place.
I think part of it is fueled by the local food movement and the parents who become more aware want their kids to connect to the source of their food.
And they're not alone. In the five-year span from 2007 to 2012, the number of U.S. farms catering to city folk went up 42%, bringing in more than $500 million. In pockets across the country, the local food economy is getting more competitive. There's a real push to know your farmer, whether it's through farm-to-table dinners, sessions on home butchering, or canning classes. If you can draw city dwellers to the farm, they might end up buying something else, like a bar of goat's milk soap or a carton of eggs. Jadell Graff says it's partly marketing.
I think the events are good for that because we have our square dancing. We have a big artisan fair in the fall where we just try to bring in the community, and they're here, and they kind of get a sense of what we do.
Public interest just is continuing to not wane on wanting to be reconnected, so some of it's demand-driven.
Colorado State University ag economist Don Thilmany says public interest is turning into a real business opportunity for small farms. Instead of relying solely on income from selling their products, savvy farmers can put a price tag on experiences. But farms can be dangerous places. A decade ago, many farmers were wary to welcome people onto the property, fearful of expensive lawsuits after an accident. Now, more states are becoming agritourism friendly and limiting that liability, which means more farmers are finding extra dollars in inviting guests.
You see a lot of policies coming into play where they're going to encourage and try to make it as easy as it can be for farmers and ranchers to do this, and I think that's going to be a win for everybody.
Back at Laughing Buck Farm, the Bolander siblings are finishing up their final day at camp. Their mom, Christy, spent summers on her family's farm in Nebraska, which she says can be replicated at farm camp.
That was always my favorite thing growing up, too, going back for a month every summer and staying on the farm. And I was kind of looking for that same experience for these kids, and here we are.
Bolander says now that she's gotten to know the farmers at Laughing Buck, it'll be hard to stay away.
I have a feeling we'll be back there to buy eggs. Now that we know all the egg producers.
Though, she says, it might be a while before she commits to square dancing. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media,